So now, Mr. Robertson, I'm going to let you cover administrative item 13.
Okay, this is the executive officer's report, and observing the hour of the day, I'm going to do it more like a buffet style here. So if you have questions or want to be updated on any specific item on the executive officer's report, go ahead and let the chair and me know.
All right, so since it's buffet style, I'm sure every one of us are on diet, so I'll start with Mr. Young.
I'm first in line.
Okay, so on page, the one with page 4, going on to page 5, what is the status of the flood control district's plan to dredge the lower portions of Franklin Creek? Let's see, they have collected samples. And where are we in terms of approving, pending approval from us for the deposition of the dredge materials? Do we have any data yet?
So there's a couple questions there. The first question is, they have received recent approval for beach disposal from us. This is a new phase, not to be part of the past phase that's been included. Both Butterfly and at Carpinteria.
Okay.
You also asked about the data.
The monitoring.
Right, the monitoring data. So there's a brief snippet on page 4 near the bottom that discusses, I believe, that's Ms. Patricia Holden from UCSB's data analysis. And then I'm going to turn around.
But John, I thought that the point made in the top of 5 is that the Franklin Creek has not been dredged up until now, that this is a more recent event, and that those dredge spoils needed to be tested.
Gotcha. You're speaking specific to Franklin. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I saw the stuff preceding that.
Harvey Packard, I am not aware of any specific plans for Franklin. I do know that we're not aware of any beach disposal plans with respect to ongoing dredging. Only they have notified us this early this week and a couple of weeks ago when there were storms forecast that there might be beach disposal necessary, but they didn't use it in early March, and I doubt they're going to need it for this week's storms either.
Well, it says here that they've already collected samples of sediment to be dredged. So regardless, I mean, have we seen the results of that sampling effort? Separate and apart from what their ultimate plans are.
Right. So I haven't seen those results, and I'm not sure when they plan to do that.
Okay. No further questions.
All right, thank you. And since I had bypassed Ms. Gray earlier, I will try to redeem myself and give you the opportunity now, and then maybe...
I'll accept my piece. Thank you very much.
All right. Mayor Delgado?
Yeah, moving the buffet here to the CEQA schedule, the yellow supplemental timeline is the same as the blue one that was in our staff report, staff packet. So the only change is a 3-month delay in regulatory option discussion, public comment on the regulatory options, and the workshops on those options. Is that correct?
I think that's correct, yes.
It goes from June 28th on the discussion of the options to September 20th.
September.
Almost 3 months. So what's the impact of that on the end product, the end time of 2020?
We will be bringing you an order in March of 2020, a draft order. Assessing the specific impact, we haven't gotten to, essentially we've, I'll say, inartfully kicked the can here a little bit with respect to, we moved the options 3 months out. That has an impact to the back end of the schedule. We have not done an analysis of what that is, and how that influences what we might bring in March 2020, if it influences it at all at this point. What we're trying to do there was balance implementation of 3.0 and because we have total, for example, total nitrogen applied reporting coming in about a week. This influx of data associated with 3.0. At the same time, we're also developing elements to put in front of you, options for 4.0, and just trying to balance work throughput right there. We will be doing the analysis that I just mentioned with respect to what's the effect on the future schedule of 4.0 development. And then as it is substantive, we'll also come back here and have that discussion too. We'll provide that to you. So we're next, I think the appropriate time probably to have that discussion is in coupled with the options analysis in September. So at that point, we'd have an understanding of what this shift means to the schedule, and then we can talk about board's input to the schedule, you know, in terms of prioritization or choices from the options menu. I kind of have this food theme going clearly, you know, buffet style options menu. I'm not hungry.
The next time we'll talk about this as far as impact on the 3-month change will be in September.
That's what I'm suggesting, but I'm you know, if we get that analysis done sooner, there's no reason why we can't bring it sooner, too.
So we meet in May, and then is it?
June.
Cool.
We have a late June meeting, and then we have then the September meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
My comment would be that it would be nice to talk about the impact separate than having the discussion on the regulatory options. Doing those both at the same time
doesn't
seem
plate.
As good.
It's a pretty full plate. I think the options are going to create a pretty full plate. So I recognize what you're saying. I just think they fit well together. Also, time may not allow that much.
Okay.
So it's a balancing act.
All right. So, Mr. Johnson?
Yeah. Continuing on the question of the development of 4.0, looking at our timeline here and your little graph of it, we've kind of been through listening sessions with stakeholders, and now we're really in staff formulation of options. We've pushed back laying out the options from June to September, and then there will be a September-November kind of reactions to that from the public, from stakeholders, a workshop of some sort, and then a rewrite, a draft, first draft comment, a final draft, and then adoption is your schedule. So I guess my question is, not to get too far into the weeds of sausage making, during this period when you're putting together your menu of options, because the board specifically directed staff to not simply come with a recommended plan, but to come with options, to what extent, if any, are you talking with stakeholders, the regulated community, the affected communities, whatever terms you want to use, during this period of putting options together, or is that strictly an internal process at this point, and we've done that with our listening sessions?
I would like it not to be strictly an internal process. Chris Rose and I have had discussions about how to integrate stakeholders from various aspects, not just the regulated community, but other pieces of the stakeholder spectrum. We have talked about, but I don't know if we have scheduled regular phone calls with, for example, Abby and, bless you, and
Gazette.
her name is.
Right. No, I was actually trying to think of actually the corporate names, not the individual names. I was trying to move away from that. But basically, grower groups and
yeah.
collectivist entities. We haven't set up formal telephone conference, regular telephone conference calls. We had those in place as we built up to 3.0, and then we kind of let that go a little bit, and I'd like to build that back into our schedule.
I totally agree, because I think that it makes for a more efficient process if stakeholders, I mean, certainly the regulated community, and certainly, you know, there are stakeholders past the regulated community who are going to have something to say about whatever drafts we come up with. And to the extent that we anticipate that, that's gives us a better process. And also, frankly, we're still in a position of trying to figure out how to solve these problems.
Right.
And
right.
we
yeah.
still need the real engagement of ag in that. If we're gonna succeed at the pace that we aspire to.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. And I'm very genuine in the statement that I want input to affect our thinking and our crafting of orders. In the vacuum of that knowledge, we will craft a certain order and not be apprised of opportunities to have lighter touch and yet still get the same regulatory or water quality benefit. So I want that in our collective thinking, our staff's collective thinking, as we draft orders, or even before that, as we draft options. I genuinely want input. So, yes.
All right. So I don't see any further question from my fellow board members. So, Mr. Robertson, thank you for the updates, and this will then close our March 23rd, 2018.
I have one tiny little comment to add. There are cookies at the back of the room. Take one as you leave,
okay.
I am told.
Well, you're totally into gastronomy here. Talk about menu and...
You're going to walk out of here.
All right. So this will conclude our March 23rd, 2018 Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board meeting, and it is 4:30 p.m. So thank you very much.